Oscar winner Regina King has been acting for more than 3 decades. But she says it's just in the last few years that she's really come into her own.
Being a mother had a lot to do with getting me to that space.
Regina King on her Hollywood long game. Next time on It's Been a Minute from NPR.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
It's New Music Friday, that day of the week when a whole bunch of new albums come out. We're looking at the best releases for October 25th. It is another crazy packed week. I think the last one we'll have this year before it starts to slow down a bit. But we start this week's show off with Michael Cronin and his album, Seeker. This is Michael Cronin. His new album is Seeker, and this song is I've Got Reason. Kind of a Dear Prudence vibe to this one. He's someone I've always thought of as being very prolific. He's worked a lot with Ty Siegel and other side projects, but this album came together for him after a surprising bout of writer's block.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that you think of him as prolific. I think you think of him as prolific because he works with Ty Siegel,
exactly.
Who puts out like an album a week. This record, as you said, follows a period of writer's block. He actually did that thing that indie rockers do when they're sad and creatively stuck.
Log cabin.
Retreated to a cabin in the woods for a period of reflection and to work on his songwriting. And as he was kind of winding down, this was in Southern California, a giant wildfire swept in and he had to evacuate. He had to manage to get his stuff out and his cat out safely and returned home to finally record this album that had been percolating for a long time. And man, you know, you listen to that song, you mentioned Dear Prudence. I mean, you could listen to any song on this album and just spot the reference, right?
Yeah.
There's so much music of the 60s and 70s, but filtered very much through that 90s throwback feel. It's rock and roll from so many different eras kind of all clustered together with big, bright, magical hooks.
It's an album that's about death and rebirth, and he had a charred pine cone from that forest fire that he kept in the studio as a reminder to him about coming through the other side of these sorts of things and surviving.
And coming through the other side of things is going to be a recurring theme week's show.
I think it's one of the best records he's ever done. Michael Cronin, and that's M-I-K-A-L, Michael Cronin. His album is Seeker. Let's go next to King Princess. King Princess has a new record out called Cheap Queen.
Probably reunite, but I'm a better fact. You're
This is King Princess. The album is Cheap Queen. The song is You Destroyed My Heart. And NPR Music's Lindsay McKenna joins us for this one. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Robin.
Remind us who King Princess is, and then we can talk about why we all love this one so much.
Sounds good. So, born Michaela Strauss in Brooklyn. She's now based in LA. She's 20 years old. Her dad is a sound engineer. She was offered a record label deal when she was 11, so it's not like she's super new to this whole music thing.
Wow.
And she released her debut EP on Mark Ronson's label. Now, this is her first proper LP, and it is something of that left-of-center pop vein. You think Lorde, you think Lana Del Rey, you think Billie Eilish. I think she's kind of in that same wheelhouse. So if you're a fan of that approach of taking the constructs of pop and applying it to something that's a little left-of-center, this is going to be for you.
Yeah, one thing she has in common, I think, with Lana Del Rey is the ability to sound very restrained and a little drowsy without any of the emotion getting lost.
I think it's simultaneously a little bit of a throwback with its foot firmly planted in 2019. And one thing that I loved, she's a queer artist and she told the publication Them, I talk about ladies and it's just obvious. I wanted it to be obvious. I think I wanted to emulate these male music figures, you know, the people that she had listened to growing up. And she just wanted to be able to apply that in the same way.
King Princess is the artist. Her new record is called Cheap Queen. And Lindsay, we've got one more that we want to do with you because this is one that you turned me on to.
Yes.
Yeah. The band is Great Grandpa, and their new album is called Four of Arrows. Kind of record, like, it could be my night's entertainment, you know, just sit alone, and that's what you're going to do, just sit alone in a room and just listen to this whole record, Great Grandpa. Four of Arrows is the album. The song is called Digger. Tell us who Great Grandpa is.
Absolutely. So this is the second release from Great Grandpa. It follows their debut from 2017 called Plastic Cough. And they were based in Seattle, but now their members are kind of a little further flung in Milwaukee and in Seattle and in between. The title comes from, you heard a little bit in Digger, actually, about pulling a card from the tarot deck. This card, the Four of Arrows, it symbolizes rest. And for the band, they had done the kind of thing that you do when you're an up-and-coming band. They toured together. They lived together. They recorded together. They did everything. And I think they went through this period of sort of rest. And this record completely floored me. When
me too.
I heard it for the first time, I listened all the way through and I pressed repeat. Like, I just found it so singular. It's confessional, but it's also reflective. It's processing that sort of young adulthood stage, but there's also a little bit of lightness, and I think that that comes forth in the instrumentation.
Great Grandpa is the band, and their new album is Four of Arrows. Thanks, Lindsay.
Thanks, guys.
Stephen, let's do one more before the break. This comes from Neil Young and Crazy Horse, reunited again. Their new album is called Colorado.
Sun that you saw, let me see the flowers and the bees before they fall. ask all the same questions I do. I do. I do.
This is Neil Young and Crazy Horse. The record is called Colorado. This really beautiful song is called I Do. They have been working together for 50 years now, starting with what I think is one of the greatest albums of all time. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows This Is Nowhere, that came out in 1969. This is their first record in 7 years, the longest stretch they've ever gone without collaborating.
Yeah, and Neil Young, of course, has been putting out solo records in that time. He continues to be rock and roll's cranky conscience. These songs, touch on a lot of concerns that are extremely near and dear to Neil Young's heart. The environment, corporate greed, immigration policy. There's a song on this record called Rainbow of Colors about immigration that is very striking. This album has a companion film called Mountaintop that's about 90 minutes of, you know, rehearsal footage and studio footage of Neil Young and his band. There's these really smart old guys who have all this chemistry and all these thoughts about so many things. You're just experiencing masters at work, and at the same time, it's so idiosyncratic. It's unpolished in a way, and you're just seeing this guy's heart on his sleeve.
A nice mix of the fragile beauty we heard in that song that we played, I Do, and lots of guitar noise. Let's hear a bit of a song called Help Me Lose My Mind. There's no bigger Neil Young fan on the planet than I am. I'm a massive Neil Young fan.
Bob Boylan.
Maybe Bob.
Yeah.
But I think even as a big fan, it's fair to say that his work has been hit or miss over the years. Yeah. And this is a hit for me. I think this one lands really, really well. Colorado from Neil Young and Crazy Horse. We still have a handful of other records that we want to highlight for this week's New Music Friday. But first, we need to take a short break.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Jack Daniel's is the oldest, mellowest, whiskiest whiskey, and every drop is made in Lynchburg, Tennessee. It's how Jack Daniel himself made it over a century ago, and it's how they still do it today. Jack Daniel's, turning nights into stories since 1866. Please drink responsibly.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best albums out on October 25th. We start the second half of our show off with the latest from Rex Orange County. It's called Pony.
They wanna take what's yours, they wanna go for dinner on your name. I let them take control and take me for a fool, it's such a shame. I never said a word, and all the time that I waited was a waste. They wanna see me stressed out every day, I know it. They wanna lie and still be friends, but when you're at your worst, they're not there. And you discover that they don't care. So you didn't know any better. Doesn't it feel unfair?
This is Rex Orange County. The album is Pony, and the song we're listening to is called Stressed Out. This is the music of Alexander O'Connor. Really young guy. He's only 21 years old. He's from England, but this is already his third full-length record.
Yeah, Rex Orange County's first album was released on SoundCloud when he was 18 years old. Oh. That in part led to him being discovered by Tyler, the Creator, who had Alex O'Connor sing on a couple songs from Tyler's album Flower Boy. This album, get this, it's about coming out on the other side of struggle. a little bit of a theme in music as in life. The first half of this album is about really being in the thick of it, in being mired in depression, and the second half is about coming out of it. It's about turning points. It's about finding peace within yourself. And as you hear, I think his sound is still taking shape a little bit.
I found it relentlessly catchy. and lots of surprises in it, too. It had almost sort of, at moments, this sort of strange big band crooner sound to it. Let's hear a little bit of a song called Laser Lights.
Still in the same position, same time next week, I'll be losing my speed, for sure. But I don't like it anymore, nah. Losing my eyes.
It's worth pointing out that almost every single sound you hear on this record is generated by just him. So the fact that it is that overstuffed with ideas and that overstuffed with sounds, and they're all being generated by this basically kid in the studio, bodes well for his future. I like this record.
Rex Orange County is the artist, and his album is called Pony. Let's go next to Anamanaguchi and their new record, USA. This is Anamanaguchi. The record is USA. The song we're listening to is the CRT Woods. You said last week that you're a vintage video game nerd, and I thought of you when I listened to this album because it sounds like music made by vintage video games.
Well, in part it is. They use hacked Nintendo hardware to create some of their sounds. For years now, this band has sounded kind of like a chiptune version of Andrew WK, right?
Yeah.
It's digital, it's processed, but it is so incredibly soaring and emotional and really stirring and beautiful. The sound just fills you up in this incredibly joyous and wonderful way.
It's interesting. Video games are a form of escapism, and the band says that this album is meant as an escape, sort of a way to lose yourself in a kind of a fantasy world, you know, without responsibilities, where anything seems possible.
But it's also a little bit about grappling with the idea of that, the necessity of that, and the downside of it. It's not purely an escapist record. They're trying to tackle some heady themes a little bit more than usual. This is a more conceptually and sonically expansive record than they've made before.
Anamanaguchi is the band. The record is USA. Let's go to a different kind of beautiful from the singer Gallant. His new record is called Sweet Insomnia. What a voice. This is Christopher Gallant, who goes by the name Gallant. Sweet Insomnia is the album, and this is the title cut. He had an incredible debut in 2016 called Ology, And now he's finally back with a follow-up.
This record's a little bit more reflective. There's a lot of paranoia and betrayal. And one more time, say it with me. It is about coming to terms. It is about coming out on the other side of depression and insomnia and struggles with mental health. He faces them head on in an album that's about emerging from the other side of that. And at the same time, man, he just has such a hypnotic and compelling voice.
Yeah, he said that he found himself very cynical in dwelling on a lot of the negativity in life, and that for this record, he really wanted to just focus on the beauty in life without ignoring what he calls the edges of life, which definitely comes through on these songs as well. Sweet Insomnia is the record from Gallant. And Stephen, we have one more album that we want to play, but as I said at the top of the show, it is another super packed,
so packed
release week. Maybe the last really packed week of the year before it starts to slow down. But there are a bunch of other notable albums that we want to mention for the week, starting with,
Take a deep breath, because there's a lot.
Let's start with Anna Meredith. Anna Meredith, her record Fibs is finally out. We had her on a Tuesday episode recently on All Songs Considered. Cigarettes After Sex, their new record Cry is out. Dry Cleaning has a new EP called Boundary Road Snacks and Drinks. Grace Potter has a new album called Daylight. Juana Molina, I just found out about this one. Juana Molina has a new EP coming out this week. She's calling it a punk-inspired EP called For Fun. That's also out on October 25th. Lancome, a record we would be playing
for sure
if we hadn't just featured them on the Tuesday episode of All Songs Considered. The Live Long Day is their record. It is out now. Definitely go back and catch their guest DJ session with Bob Boylan. And Van Morrison. Van Morrison is back with a new record called Three Chords and the Truth, and it is also a fantastic record.
So last week on the show, we played Clipping with David Diggs. It is a big season for alumni from the great Broadway musical Hamilton. Anthony Ramos has a lovely kind of soulful R&B record called The Good and the Bad. Brooke Candy, hard-driving synth pop about female sexual expression. Her new album is called Sexorcism. Old Dominion, the country band, has a new self-titled album, Walk Off the Earth, a viral sensation turned pop mainstay. Their first album in 4 years is called Here We Go. A synth pop artist named Verite, I really, really like, kind of sweeping synth pop. Her new album is called New Skin. And finally, Ringo Starr is back with a new album called What's My Name.
I wondered if you were going to mention him. Also, The Bad Plus, that jazz group, has a new album called Activate Infinity. And the metal band Alcest has a new record called Spiritual Instinct.
Synth pop singer I really like named Sarah Jaffe has an EP full of songs about being single. It's called Smut.
So much incredible music coming out this week. All those releases out now on October 25th, along with this last one that we want to feature. It comes from the band Sun. It's called Pyroclasts. You know, I've heard songs that have like a lot of guitar noise and feedback in them, and I thought, man, if I could just listen to just that, just guitar feedback and noise for like an hour, I'd be in heaven. And finally, someone heard my call. The band Sun did it on this record, Pyroclasts. This is the opening cut called Frost Sea.
So Sun put out a record earlier this year called Life Metal. I think we had Lars Gotrich on this show to talk about it. They recorded these pieces while they were recording the album Life Metal, and then they set them aside for this album. It is four, basically roughly about 11-minute pieces. They'll work as ambient music, but you can also just sit in a room with your headphones and just get fully absorbed into these big kind of formless, droning, improvisational pieces. I love this record.
Steve Albini recorded this record with them, and they actually set a timer for 12 minutes, exactly 12 minutes, like Engo. It's like your morning calisthenics or something like that to get them into the spirit.
It's like meditation, and it works for that.
Sun is the band, and that's S-U-N-N with an O and three parentheses at the end of it. That is the sun glowing there, but it's just pronounced sun, S-U-N-N. The album is Pyroclasts, and that'll do it. I think, as I said, maybe our last really super packed week. It'll start to quiet down a little bit after this, leading up to December when almost nothing comes out.
But in November's got some really good stuff.
Yeah. But that'll do it for this week. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
If you want to keep up with the latest news from NPR Music about Tiny Desk concerts, new music, and more, sign up for our newsletter. Just go to npr.org/musicnewsletter. To see a list of everything we played and talked about on this week's New Music Friday and to hear full versions of the songs, go to our website, npr.org/allsongs. You can also listen in Apple and Spotify. Open those apps and search for NPR Music's New Music Friday playlist. And those are expanded playlists, so everything that we had on the show today, plus a whole bunch of other great singles that dropped this week. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of music.